it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, on that cheery note, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're talking us, taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love, and they love us right back, and we're happy and proud to be a part of their organizations, but it's all about radio on the go. It's about the devices, it's about the platforms, and the various different ways you can get not only the Spano and Black Attack, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe owns all the devices. Joe knows more than anybody on the planet about the devices, and he and I together, well, we always try to get the platforms to you as well. Joe, explain it to the people.
I sure will, Bob. Let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, whether it be an Android-based device, an Apple-based device, or even a Windows-based device, or simply go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows, or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And we talk about it each and every day. Believe me when I tell you, guys and gals, we really appreciate the service to the country. We really do.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we will tip off a bittersweet Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right after this very short timeout.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame cooled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Good call, Robert. Coming back to the attack, and as Joe said before we went to the break, a bittersweet moment. A lot to talk about here on this edition of the attack. But, of course, the overriding story, as we set the table, is Pat Summitt, who passed away. And we knew it was coming, but it always sucks when it does, Joe.
Well said, Bob, and that's where we're going to start. It's going to take us as long as it takes us to memorialize the life and times of Pathead Summitt. So we'll start there, and as time permits, we'll get to other news around the world of sports, probably centered on a little Major League Baseball and a little NBA. But the focus for as long as we go is going to be Pathead Summitt, who passes at 64 as a result of early onset dementia, Alzheimer's type. And when she was diagnosed, she let the world know. She eventually stepped down as the head coach at Tennessee. And she, you know, launched the Pat Summitt Foundation and led the fight against Alzheimer's and raised awareness and dollars to help fight this dreaded disease, Bob. And we'll start there, and then we'll get into the myriad of accomplishments on and off the court as it relates to Pat Summitt.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about the foundation and when things first started to break with Pat Summitt, and everything happened quickly. She tried to maintain for a brief period of time. It was apparent to those around her and her that that was not going to be able to be a relatively long-term solution, and she stepped aside. She tried to lead as active a life as she could, but, Joe, it's amazing just how quickly this disease claimed her and how, you know, she's been around the scene for so long to pass at 64. Just, to, you know, when you think of Alzheimer's, you think of old people who were affected by it, but this was early onset, and it got to her quickly, and it got to her in a devastating fashion, and she's gone at the age of 64. Very, very tough for the sports world, and especially those that were closest to her, to swallow.
Very, very true, Bob. A trailblazer in the world of sports and in the world of women's sports and women's basketball in particular, and let's run down some of the accomplishments. And before we get to the basketball accomplishments, we talked about the Pat Summitt Foundation, which has been leading that fight against Alzheimer's in both research, in raising money and raising awareness. And while Pat was capable after the diagnosis, she stayed out there as an active beacon trying to fight that battle against Alzheimer's. As her condition declined, she retreated from public life. As she often said, you know, unfortunately with Alzheimer's, it takes your dignity before it takes your life. So she retreated to privacy, you know, in the later years of her life, in the back nine. Since January, she had been in a retirement home. As you know, you get to the point with this disease where you just can't take care of yourself and you need 24-hour professional care. But just to show you the impact that she made on the world of sports. She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor a civilian can receive, for her great work in breaking down barriers in the world of women's athletics, and also in helping raise awareness and dollars and helping fund research for fighting this good fight against Alzheimer's disease. I think that is as much a part of her lasting legacy as the 1,098 Division I wins, Bob.
No question about it. I mean, she was always an iconic figure because of the fact that she broke barriers in her professional career. But I think you raise a wonderful point there about the human being. You know, she, and I remember that press conference that she had after she announced that, the small gathering of reporters, I should say, that she talked to after she had the press conference saying that she had the early onset Alzheimer's. And she was determined to live her life on her terms going forward. And the foundation and the fact that she recognized that with the public platform that she had and the name recognition that she had, she could still do some work the same way as when Jim Valvano recognized that he had a short time left on Earth and tried to get things in motion to send money towards cancer research, and the people who followed him and picked up the mantle and ran with it. You hope that Pat Summitt's family and the friends and everything keep her name in the spotlight and make sure that continuing research is done. She laid the foundation for that with the brief time that she had left. And it speaks to the human being. You know, you mentioned the wins and the championships and everything else. The human being was every bit as large as the coach.
Very true, and perhaps larger, Bob. And, you know, in memorializing Pat Head Summitt, we would be doing her a disservice if we didn't talk about the greatness of her career. And we'll go into these great numbers. And then, like we talked about her life, where we talked about it in the bigger picture, we'll then go into the bigger picture beyond these numbers of what she did for women's sports and women's basketball. And to give you an understanding of her greatness, 1,098 Division I wins. It's the most in Division I basketball. Coach K will eventually pass her. He has 1,043 at this point, so barring something completely unforeseen, Coach K will pass her. But, you know, that's an incredible number of wins, especially when you realize, as you mentioned, she's only 64, and she retired a few years back. She took over so early. She took over that Tennessee Volunteers women's program at the age of 22. So just an incredible amount of wins, 1,098 of them against just 208 losses, an 81% win percentage for her career, 8 NCAA titles, 18 Final Fours, 16 SEC titles. And maybe every bit as important, 161 players who finished their eligibility at Tennessee under Pat Head Summitt all graduated.
Yeah. Every bit as important, if not more so, than the wins. And her players who have, you know, started to speak about her, and even at the time when she retired, often talked about the demands that she made on them as people, not just players, and made sure that they were able to maximize their capabilities off the court as well as on. And there was no tolerance for slacking, as it were. She didn't allow it on the court. She didn't allow it with her players in the classroom. And she expected them to go on to bigger and better things. And I believe, you know, we could talk about it being part of her legacy, Joe, but the reality is that she wanted to be an extension of her as a human being. And she tried to get that across to her players that no matter what, whether it was 50 years after, whether it was 5 minutes after, you're always a part of the program and you're always part of Pat Summitt's life. And she was going to stay connected to you as a human being. And she was able to give that to a lot of her players, and they recognized her greatness for it.
Well, you know, you talked about the demands, and that was a common thread. She asked a lot of herself, and she asked a lot of those around her and those that were a part of her program. And she wanted to get the most out of them, and she wanted them to get the most out of themselves. And she talked about the fact that being raised on a farm, you know, there was that farmer's mentality, that go to work every day, every minute mentality. She said something that her dad said to her that always stuck with her. Well, the cows never take a day off, so there's no reason for you to. And she kind of carried that throughout her life, and she demanded that same kind of work ethic from her players and from those around her, and it drove them to places that maybe they didn't even think they could get to. That is another part of her endearing legacy, the demands and how she asked the most out of people so that they could get the most out of themselves, Bob. And we'll pick it up right there on the other side as we continue to memorialize the life of the great Pat Summitt, who passes all too soon at the age of 64. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByLineUSA. More on Pat Summitt right after this very short timeout.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, and this broke as well. It seems to be the theme of the day, unfortunately, Joe, but Buddy Ryan has passed away as well. NFL defensive icon and father of the Ryan brothers, and somebody that certainly had an impact on the National Football League, and we'll be discussing him later on in the show as well.
You're absolutely right about that in all regards, Bob, and you know that'll probably be the giant portion of our discussion in Hour 2, as the vast majority of Hour 1 is going to be spent on Pat Head Summit. And I figure the vast majority of Hour 2 will then be spent on Buddy Ryan. If time permits and we get to anything else in the world of sports, on the field, on the court, on the diamond, or off it, so be it. If we don't, we'll memorialize these two icons of sport. But back to Pat Head Summit, 800-878-PLAY, if you want to weigh in, or on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByLineUSA. But back to the accomplishments of Pat Head Summit, and we had talked about the greatness of the person beyond basketball. We talked about the influence on her players and the demands that she made of herself and those around her, and how she helped not only push others to greatness, but help them push themselves to greatness. But also, even bigger than the record, we talked about the 1,098 wins, the 81% win percentage, the 8 NCAA titles, the 16 conference titles, the 18 Final Fours, how she's pushed these people to excellence. But also, let's talk about Pat Summit, the trailblazer. Remember, when Pat Summit took over at Tennessee at the age of 22 as their head football coach, remember what women's sports were, and remember specifically what women's basketball was. It was almost a non-entity, and women were treated in such a way and given such inferior treatment and thought of as such inferior athletes that women's basketball was played on the major college level like youth basketball, and maybe even worse. What was done was, the game at the time was 6-on-6 basketball, and you had three players on each side of the half-court line, and the women couldn't pass each side. There were three women that played offense and three women that played defense, because women were thought of as such inferior athletes and such inferior beings that these delicate little flowers couldn't run the entire court. That was the climate that Pat Summit took over in as it related to women's athletics on the intercollegiate level. That was the climate that there was. That's what they thought of women athletes.
Yep.
They didn't give out scholarships to women athletes. And she was one of the trailblazers and forerunners of equality in sports for women, one of the trailblazers in Title IX legislation and everything else. So her legacy is so much more than 1,098 wins, than the 161 players who finished their eligibility all graduating. There's also this, you know, taking, you know, American sport out of the dark ages where, you know, women's sports was treated as, you know, a non-entity, a joke, and these delicate little damsels couldn't be allowed to sweat and run past the half-court line, to the point where basketball had to be played completely differently by women than men, to the point where it was a 6-on-6 game where three players for each team on one side of the court and three players on the other, and never the twain shall meet. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yep, it sure is. The fact that we're even talking about it, you know, it shows you how far women's sports in general has come. And it was, you know, Joe, you know, I went to college in Oklahoma. They were still, when I got there, they were playing that basketball still. You know, I went to games where it was three on one side, three on the other. And it was amazing because you could see, it's funny, I'll tell you a personal story here. There was this girl named Becky, whose last name I can't remember, who was going to school at the university. I liked her. She was cute, you know. So we went into the gym at the Frederickson Center, played a little one-on-one. Dude, when I tell you, she schooled me inside, outside. I tried to get a little physical with her. She went around me like I wasn't even there. And I remember we had a conversation, and she was like, it's so stupid. She goes, I want to play ball on the intercollegiate level. She goes, and I really can't. There's so few opportunities available. And this was in 1973, 1974, right when Summit took the program over in the 74-75 season.
Right. And, you know, it took her a little time, but it didn't take her long. and she blazed a trail. And now look where women's college basketball is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Look where women's sports in general are. Look at how we celebrate the U.S. national women's soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well,
look
our good friend Jenny Finch with softball.
Yeah. Right. You know, look at the WNBA. Look at I'm trying to think of some others. Look at women's college basketball. Look at that UConn program under Gino Auriemma. You know, for all that Kevin Ollie has done with the men's program, and before him Jim Calhoun. Women's program is still the king on, or in this case, the queen on campus in Stores, Connecticut.
And, oh, great point.
So look at what her influence has allowed to happen in the world of sports for women. Look at Title IX legislation. She was one of the champions of Title IX legislation, and her toughness and her inability to take no for an answer.
Yep.
And her quest for equality has put women's sports where it is today. I mean, there's that legendary story. The Tennessee women were playing the LSU women, and the game went into overtime, and LSU head coach Dale Brown came out and he basically said to Pat Summitt, "Why don't you guys go play the overtime portion of this game in the auxiliary gym so we could start our game on time?" And she just stared a hole through him and went back to playing the game. And Dale Brown and the LSU men waited.
Yeah. Go ahead, bud.
She was not going to take no for an answer. And she pushed for the equality of women's sports. And that is something we can never forget, and that is a huge part of her legacy. And, you know, taking women's sports from where it was when she took over at the University of Tennessee to where it is now. I'm not saying she was alone and that there weren't other influential people, but she was a huge part of things like Title IX, and the equality within women's sports and bringing women's sports to where they are today, Bob.
Well, you know, you talked about the fact that the silliness of the six-on-six games and the fact that the delicate flowers couldn't run from one end of the court to the others. You know, think about it, Joe. On the international competition, we talked about sports like women's soccer and softball, just track and field. You know, women's track and field. And the fact that these women today are running times that the men dreamed about as little as 25, 30 years ago. And she had no doubt that the physicality could be handled by the women. And you talked about the icy stare towards Dale Brown. She was renowned for it. And if you were on the receiving end of one of the Pat Summitt stares, you remembered it for the rest of your life. And she said, "Well, I kind of mellowed with age." Yeah, well, not so much. I remember watching quite a few of them on the sidelines every time Tennessee competed. Yeah, I got an interesting little blurb for you here, bud. Back when she took the program over and you talked about when she was 22 years old, you know, she gets named the head coach and she's making $250 a month. 2 years later, she's competing in Montreal as a player on the women's Olympic team and wins a gold medal. So she's coaching on the NCAA level and still competing on the international level as a player.
Yeah, it was something I didn't even bring up, but I did see that. And, you know, that's just amazing. You know, you talk about her greatness all the way around, and that is one thing people won't even talk about, her greatness, the fact that she won an Olympic gold medal and competed in the 76 Olympics while making the strides that she made as a head basketball coach for women, you know, doing both at the same time. Pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Yep. And, you know, her leadership was evident even then. She was the co-captain on that basketball team.
She was, again, just an incredible woman. An incredible ambassador for sports. You know, I don't really know how much more we can say And I don't know how much justice we can do her life and her legacy, even in these two segments, but she was incredible. And if she should be remembered for anything, it's all bigger than the numbers. It's the trail she blazed in not only bringing women's sports to where it is today, in Title IX legislation, in the young women that she helped to produce, to mold and sculpt, and the influence that she had on their lives.
Well, you know,
everybody who was ever a friend of hers always said, when you had Pat Summitt as a friend, you had her for life.
That's a damn good point.
On the other side, a little more on Pat Summitt before we swing on to now the late, late, great Buddy Ryan. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of The Attack right after this.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphaned and abandoned children. In 134 countries, including the U.S., SOS Children's Villages provides vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 on this solemn day in the world of sports. Pat Summitt, Buddy Ryan, both passing, and we're talking about both of them. And Joe, you know, with Pat Summitt, I think we need to talk about just a couple of the additional things that happened in her life, and also I think maybe explore a little bit the rivalry and the evolution of the relationship with Gino Auriemma. to a certain point, because two of the greatest coaches to ever set foot on a court anywhere, men or women's basketball, and how they evolved and eventually declared peace, as it were, and with the intensity of the competition between the two programs. But, you know, Summit, Joe, she was named one of the top 50 coaches of all time, regardless of sport or gender, placing at number 11 by Sports Illustrated. And that's some pretty heady company, because you're talking about the John Woodens and the Red Auerbachs and the Walter Alstons and that ilk. And she deserves to be in that company.
No question about that, Bob. And John Wooden said she was the greatest college basketball coach that he had seen, male or female. He just said the greatest college basketball coach he had seen. So that shows you that she wasn't just, well, she was good for a woman. You know, and we had talked about it, Bob. We thought, and we have talked about it for years before she got sick, if there was any coach within the women's game of college basketball whose gender was female that could cross over and coach the men, it would be Pat Summitt.
Yep.
And we've started to see that with a Becky Hammon and what she's doing in the NBA. And it's only a matter of time. I've read a lot of articles on this. It's only a matter of time before Becky Hammon ends up getting a college head coaching job for men, or as an NBA head coach. You know, her influence is being felt that wide and that large in the NBA, and she has the endorsement of Greg Popovich. It was always, before she got sick, we always said if anybody could have done it, and as she got older, it got less and less likely, but we always said if anybody could have done it, it would have been Pat Summitt. With her credentials and her record, none of the men or young men that she would have coached would have balked at anything that she had said. And with her toughness and her steely determination, she would have backed any of those men right down. So I think you make a great point bringing up that Sports Illustrated article. You know, I bring up the quote from John Wooden, and I bring up some of the discussions that we've had over our decade plus together about Pat Summitt and where she could have gone beyond the women's game of basketball, how she would have been able to, you know, take advantage and excel in opportunities within the men's game.
Yep. And, you know, on that sporting news list of the 50, Joe, she was the only woman. 49 out of 50 were men. She was the only woman on the list, and she listed at number 11. You know, it speaks volumes. And, you know, you mentioned, and it's funny, we pride ourselves on exploring areas that perhaps other people in our business don't. And I remember those conversations like it was yesterday, and I'm sure you do as well, because we talked about it in terms of how she would succeed or not succeed, not so much because of gender, but because of the fact that if you're a basketball coach and you're making a transition from one program into another program, and you get hired, it's because said program is not succeeding. It's a losing program. It's a losing organization. It's a losing environment. So how would Pat Summitt succeed? Well, we both discussed the fact that she was such a good technician. She was such a good basketball coach. And she had that steely discipline within her, as you said. Any young kid that would have tried to go up against her, she'd have backed them right down, number one. And number two, her capacity for turning a program into a winning program would have rubbed off on the entire organization. Whoever had hired her, had it gone down that way, they would have known they had a winner the first second she walked into the locker room. And that would have permeated any professional organization that she walked into. God, what were we talking about at the time? Was it the Nets coaching job? I think that's how the conversation all got started. I think that it was the Nets, or probably Sacramento, because they've been so bad for so long. But just the fact that she could have gone into any locker room and gotten it done.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of what Becky Hammon, the success that Becky Hammon is finding, is squarely as a result of what Pat Summitt did.
I mean, you know, I don't want to diminish anything that Becky Hammon has done. And at some point in the not too distant future, we're going to be talking about her as a trailblazer on a level all her own. But the universal respect that everybody in sports had for Pat Summitt allowed Becky Hammon, in my mind, to blaze that trail. And as I said, when Becky Hammon makes that jump, we're going to talk about her as a trailblazer all her own, and we'll bring up Pat Summitt at that time. But, you know, I think a lot of the success of Pat Summitt and a lot of the universal recognition of her greatness allows a Becky Hammon to be where she is today.
No question about it. And that influence will be felt for a long, long time. I also wanted to bring up, Joe, the rivalry that eventually evolved with UConn and Gino Auriemma. You know, we always talk about coaches on the NFL level or basketball coaches that go head-to-head, and their program, they supersede their programs, and therefore, you know, what kind of a relationship do they have? Because it seems like those are the kind of coaches that always end up meeting each other in the semifinals or the finals of said tournament or playoffs or whatever the circumstances are. And, you know, aside from the evolution of the La Tech program, the rival ended up being UConn, and UConn going up against Tennessee for a long period of time. And it took a long period of time, although they had mutual respect for each other, before Gino and Pat Summitt, you know, came to terms with the relationship that they had as coaches.
Very true, Bob. I mean, and I think you made great points. Everybody forgets, you know, that the original rivalry, I guess, as it were, for Tennessee was Louisiana Tech and that noted program. And then Gino Auriemma took that UConn program out of the dark ages and made them the great program that they are. And, you know, they had a very storied rivalry, one that initially was beset with, I won't say hatred. Would you say detest for each other? Is that a fair word? Dislike?
Yep.
You pick the adjective that you'd like to use to describe their relationship. But it was far from warm and fuzzy. The two did not care for each other, let's be fair. Over time, they grew to respect each other. I don't know that they ever grew to truly like each other, but they grew to respect, tolerate, and tolerate each other, and the vitriol in their relationship had disappeared as time went on.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, there were a number of things that made that happen, and, you know, especially the original relationship. But, you know, Pat Summitt, as you said, she was queen of the hill, and she had – her program had superseded La Tech's at that point in time, and Summitt had her pick of the best players and had her pick of any living room that she wanted to go into and recruit, and she got pretty much anybody that she wanted on that team. Gino came in, and he had a very aggressive recruiting style that did not sit well with Pat Summitt, and that's where a lot of the conflict started. You know, Pat Summitt went in, and as you said, you know, if you're Pat Summitt's friend, you were the friend for life. And Summitt emphasized her relationship with her players and things outside of basketball. Gino went into living rooms, and tried to close the deal on, hey, we're going to kick Pat Summitt's behind, and we're putting a program here in stores. You know, you don't want to live in the middle of the country in Podunk, Tennessee. You're here in the East Coast. It's sophisticated. It's UConn. It's, you know, we have all the things. You're close to New York City and everything else. And that didn't sit well with Pat Summitt. And that's where they initially started at loggerheads. And then, of course, on the court, once the rivalry started, you know, then they really went back and forth. But once Pat got sick, Gino certainly mellowed his attitude and came to grips with their relationship. But, you know, it was always tense, to say the least, because they were both great at what they did.
Yeah, and went about it differently. And as a result, not only had a rivalry, but for a long period of time, a contempt for each other.
Fair. Very fair statement.
I think we've done a great job of memorializing
the life and times of Pathead Summit. She passes too soon at 64 as a result of early onset dementia, Alzheimer's type. And our condolences go out to her family, her friends, the entire Tennessee Volunteers women's basketball community, and the entire Tennessee Volunteers athletic and sports community. And for anybody that Pat Summit had an impact on their lives, our hearts go out to all of you. Yeah. And I think we should move on, and we'll start now, and we'll certainly carry it into hour number two. It's kind of a sad day today. We're doing a lot of mourning here on this Tuesday edition of The Attack, but we should talk about legendary defensive coach and former NFL head coach Buddy Ryan passes at the age of 82. You know, his influence on the defensive side of the ball was he cast a wide net as it relates to his influence on defensive football. He was an extremely polarizing character, a great defensive mind, far from a great head coach, but he was a bigger-than-life personality who will always be remembered for being the architect of the 46 defense of the Chicago Bears that allowed them to win Super Bowl 20, Bob.
Yeah, just a unique character in so many ways. He certainly was his own man. He walked to the beat of his own drum, refused to allow anybody to alter how he approached the game. In a lot of ways, Joe, that cost him, because he had only two head coaching opportunities, one that lasted 4 years with the Eagles and then the brief period of time with the Arizona Cardinals. And his defensive mind and his abilities as a coach were never questioned. His ability to get along with people and exist in an environment that would produce a positive result was often questioned. And he was respected with a football mind, but he often was not respected in his ability to deal with the people around him that were either in superior positions or ownership or whatever the circumstances were. His players loved him, but management and other coaches did not always see it the same way.
Well, defensive players loved him, and he was respected for his great defensive mind. I don't know that anybody ever thought of him as a great head coach, because he was so fixated with defense that he almost treated the offensive side of the ball as an afterthought, and he almost ended up creating a rivalry on his own teams where he was the head coach with the defense versus the offense, and it was one of his true shortcomings as a head football coach. We'll pick it up right there on the other side and set the table for more Buddy Ryan talk in hour two. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you.
For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And unfortunately, the theme of the show has been the passing of icons, and we talked about Pat Summitt. And we're going to continue talking about Buddy Ryan, Joe, one of the iconic defensive coaches in the history of the NFL.
No, absolutely. I mean, the work he did with the Bears, and particularly being the architect and inventor of the 46 defense, and that defense that went on to help the Bears win Super Bowl 20, you know, it does make him an iconic mind. You know, he had a great 35-year career as a pro football coach, going all the way back to 1961. You know, then he moved on to the Jets in 68, and as a defensive mind, went a long way in helping that New York Jets football team win Super Bowl III. He was then hired by the Bears, and there's stops along the way, but then he was hired by George Halas in 1978 to be the defensive coordinator for the Bears, and through other head coaches he stayed. Mike Ditka took over. And those two worked together, not always hand in hand, arm in arm, you know, and didn't always like each other, with Mike Ditka being the head coach and being the lead dog with the offense, but Buddy Ryan unequivocally running that defense, and the two bigger-than-life personalities had a very polarizing relationship, and despite the success of that Bears team, it was a very polarizing locker room with many loving Mike Ditka and carrying him off the field, and many loving Buddy Ryan and carrying him off the field.
Yeah,
in victory.
Yep, one of the great pictures ever. Both coaches being hoisted. One being the head coach, the other one, well, not so much. Yeah, and that was kind of the theme of his relationship going forward with a lot of the head coaches, and why he had mediocre success as a head football coach.
You know what, Bob? We'll explore this more in hour two, but we got to step aside right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
You USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump is getting ready to give a major speech on the economy today. USA Radio's Joe Gomez with the details.
Donald Trump is due to give a speech on economic policy today in Pennsylvania. Trump's address, titled Declaring American Economic Independence, will be his first appearance on the campaign trail since his trip to Scotland. Trump's son, Eric, defended his father's reaction to Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Speaking on Fox News on the record, Eric Trump says the Brexit vote is reflective of sentiments here in the United States.
They voted to leave the EU, and they voted for many of the same reasons, many of the same problems that we have here, right? They have rampant immigration. They have safety concerns.
I'm Joe Comey.
And House Republicans' long-awaited Benghazi report expected out today. Advance copies show the report argues then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton should have realized the risk facing the diplomatic compound. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
If 9 out of 10 of your best friends recommended a restaurant, would you try it? If 9 out of 10 of your best friends recommended a good book, would you read it? Word-of-mouth recommendations from friends are endorsements of quality and value. And that's how it is with Ovation Cell Therapy and the entire line of high-performance hair care products from Ovation Hair. Over 90% of customer survey respondents said they would definitely recommend Ovation Cell Therapy to a friend. Clinically proven results, 100% guaranteed. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair, you'll tell your friends about.
Ovation Cell Therapy and the complete line of Ovation Hair Care products are available only online at ovationhair.com. And for a very limited time, select USA News at checkout to get an extra special 20% off your entire order. 20% off and soon to order now. Remember to select USA News at checkout to receive that limited time 20% off discount. Hurry to ovationhair.com.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren joins Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail going after the likely Republican presidential nominee.
Donald Trump says he'll make America great again. It's right there. No, it's stamped on the front of his goofy hat. You want to see Goofy? Look at him in that hat.
At a rally in Cincinnati, Warren laying into Trump, also slamming him for cheering the Brexit vote. The longtime NFL coach Buddy Ryan has died. He was a defensive coach for two Super Bowl championship teams and later became head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals. He died at 82 years old. West Virginia is struggling through more wet weather after a weekend of deadly flooding. Storms rolled through West Virginia last night as National Guard troops continue searching for missing people. An earlier death toll was lowered to 23 after two men who were presumed dead were found alive. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Among rulings handed down by the nation's highest court on Monday, one concerning gun ownership by people convicted of domestic violence. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details. He is in Washington.
The Supreme Court upholding the broad reach of a federal law that bars people with misdemeanor domestic violence convictions from owning guns. The justices rejecting arguments that the law covers only intentional or knowing acts of abuse and not those committed recklessly, where a person's aware of the risk that an act might cause injury but not certain that it will. Examples the court mentions: throwing a plate in the heat of an argument or slamming a door that ends up injuring someone. The case involved two Maine men who said their guilty pleas for hitting their partners should not disqualify them from gun ownership.
That's Chris Barnes reporting. Well, former House Speaker Tom DeLay is no fan of the Democratic sit-in. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has that story.
Former Speaker of the House Tom DeLay appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. He said the sit-in by Democrats on the House floor is a national embarrassment.
It was extremely disgusting. Desecrating the people's house is just disgusting. If I were there and still a leader, I would file ethics charges against every one of those Democrats.
DeLay also said that political prosecutions like the Supreme Court overturned in the case of a former Virginia governor are likely to rise. I'm Jason Wirt.
And Jason, we're learning Volkswagen expected to pay more than $15 billion to settle that emissions cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News at USARadio.com.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, we'll do just that. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, it is. We got a lot to talk about in hour two, Joe, but if you're looking to get the show, there's all kinds of ways you can get it. You can get it the traditional ways. You can get it in various cities around the country. But you can also get it on platforms and devices that are kind of new to the industry, but certainly the future of radio.
Well said, Bob. Let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So all that and more is available at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to, well, any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Again, very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. It's an app you can download to any device, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows, or just go to TuneIn.com. They also have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they too have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's all available on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Indeed they do, and we're very happy and proud to be a part of that relationship. We appreciate your service. We appreciate the fact very much that you're away from home.
Next, the life and times of Buddy Ryan. That's next here on the Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Attack right after this.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame cooled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. Boy, I'll tell you, buddy, it always seems to come in threes, you know? Ali, Pat Summitt, and now Buddy Ryan. Legend's gone, and we're here to discuss Buddy Ryan in this segment.
Absolutely right, Bob. Again, we talked about it quite a bit now at the very back end of hour one, and we talked about him being an iconic defensive mind. And I went through a lot of his 35-year career. Again, as I mentioned at the back of the last hour, he started as a defensive line coach with the Bills back in 61, moved on to the Jets in 68, and he was he had a big role and was the architect of that Super Bowl III defense where Weeb Eubank was the head coach, and that Super Bowl III winning team of the New York Jets ended up being one of the key reasons the NFL is what it is today and why you had the merger between the AFL and the NFL. He then moved on to the NFL, had a stop with Minnesota, and then in 1978 he was hired by George Halas to be the defensive coordinator of the Bears. And then kind of the rest is history. You know, he stayed on through other coaches and was paired with Mike Ditka. And, you know, the 85 Bears went on to win Super Bowl 20. And the 46 defense that Buddy Ryan was the architect for was considered one of the big, if not the biggest and chief reason that that Bears team won the Super Bowl. And as we talked about going out the door in that last segment of hour one where we started discussing Buddy, it was quite an unusual sight for not only the head coach to be carried off on the shoulders of players, the defensive coordinator as well. And Ditka and Ryan did not have a great relationship, and there was a lot of acrimony between the two coaches, and often that acrimony carried over to the players on the opposite sides of the football.
Yeah, which is, you know, a reason why that in organizations, although they recognize his football brilliance, they weren't always thrilled with the man, and he was a polarizing effect. And you know, you had talked about, and I think legitimately so, his head coaching stints. Offense was almost an afterthought, and it's that's kind of spilled to one of his kids. you know, offense is almost an afterthought, and it. You can't be a successful head football coach when you take that approach. And I don't know if it was a lack of interest in it, Joe, or a lack of skill set, because obviously he had the skill set with the defensive acumen, but it didn't play out as far as being a head football coach. And frankly, he was, you know, we've talked about this many times. He was better served being a defensive coordinator where he could focus his entire skill set on that side of the ball. And you know, you mentioned the stops that he had had along the way. Everywhere he went, the defense has succeeded. You know, you talked about what happened with turning it around with the Jets. He goes on to Minnesota after that, the Purple People Eaters. You know, you talked about the Bears. It just, and then when he went to Philadelphia, obviously, the defensive genius, the defensive superstars that came off of his defenses were legendary. It's just everywhere he went, his imprint on the defensive side of the ball produced legendary results.
That's well said, Bob. And his defensive acumen cannot be questioned. We're having this discussion because he was one of the great defensive minds that has ever come down the pike. And, you know, as a head coach, he was okay. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't a great head coach. And a lot of that had to do, again, with, number one, his personality, which could be difficult, and it'd be hard to get 53 guys on the same page with him. Number two, and I've talked about it a lot, the way he, even as a head coach, moving up from defensive coordinator, the way he prioritized defense and the way he didn't prioritize offense, it didn't make him a very effective CEO of a football team, which a lot of times is what you need to be as the head football coach.
Yep.
You know, he was intent on calling defensive plays and intent on making his defense almost the exclusive focus, to the point where sometimes it seemed as though it was more important for him that his defense has played well than that his team actually won games. And that'll be his legacy as a head coach. He was an okay head coach, but he was a brilliant, brilliant defensive mind, and that can't be questioned. And his influence on some of the defenses that we see today also can't be questioned. His 46 defense was the forebearer for so much of what we've seen since the 46 that his influence on the game can't be questioned. Unfortunately, his end in professional football was a less than proud moment. You had that 1 year on the sidelines as the defensive coordinator of the Houston Oilers back in, I believe, 93, where he punched Kevin Gilbride, who was the offensive coordinator, in the jaw. And,
yep,
you know, it wasn't a great ending. It wasn't dignified in any way. And unfortunately, Buddy Ryan succumbs to cancer after a long battle at the age of 82, Bob.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, you talked about a lot of the shortcomings, and there were many. And, you know, it's funny you bring up Houston, and I remember that pretty clearly. Here you had it. And it was a perfect example of what we've been discussing, the fact that his mind was defensive-oriented, and he really didn't care for offense. He didn't care who thought it. You know, at the time, the run-and-shoot was coming into favor in the National Football League, and Gilbride was running that offense with Houston, and Buddy derisively referred to it as Chuck and Duck. So, you know, there was no love lost between the two of them to start out with. And then, you know, Gilbride's propensity at that time for just taking risk at all times, when in reality certain things in football never change, and that's when you have a lead late in the game, you try to protect the lead and things along those lines. And that's what actually led to the punch out situation, or the attempted punch out situation with Buddy Ryan, was that, you know, Gilbride called a pass play in a game, Cody Carlson fumbled the snap, put Ryan's defense back on the field. And, you know, then they went at it, and it was just literally a complete dislike between the two guys, but thematic of Buddy Ryan's coaching career as far as his ability to deal with an entirety of a football team rather than a particular discipline.
That's fair enough, Bob. So, again, we remember Buddy Ryan as one of the great minds in the history of defensive football on the NFL level. We remember him as an okay head coach. We remember him as a unique and iconic and bigger than life personality. And I guess a good way to wrap up you know, memorializing these two greats of their respective sports is a great quote from Pat Summitt. And, you know, this kind of says it all. It is what it is, but it will be what you make it. I thought it was one of the great quotes of Pat Head Summitt and something that really, another one of those things that put into words the impact of her message. So
like
on
that.
That note, I think we're in a good place to kind of turn the page on the eulogy portion of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And as we move along through hour two, we can probably get on to some other things as there is some other news around the world of sports beyond the passing of these two great figures, Bob. And, you know, on the other side after the break, which is coming up here literally in about 30 seconds, we'll switch gears a little bit and try and get into some of the doings within the world of sports on the field, on the court, on the diamond, that sort of thing, and attack some of the other news of the day.
Yeah, rightfully so. You know, there was a great message in that quote, Joe. Great message in that quote. Because that phrase, it is what it is, everybody always says that, but it will be what you make it. That's the mark of leadership right there. You propel your people to become the best that they could possibly be.
Well said, Bob, and an apt way to go out to break here. And on the other side, open phone lines if you want to remember Buddy Ryan or Pat Head Summitt at 800-878-PLAY. Again, that's 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We're going to go to baseball diamond next. A lot of doings on the field we need to discuss. We'll do that next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano on this tough day in sports. But we move on from memorializing legends to some baseball, my friend. And the American pastime can always be counted upon to brighten up a day in the world of sports, particularly in the summer.
And not if you're the Mets. I hate to break it to you. Things are not looking rosy in Flushing, as Steven Matz, they have owned up to the fact that he's got bone spurs in that left elbow. They haven't decided on a course of action yet, but everything I hear is surgery for Steven Matz, and that'd keep him out somewhere between 2 and 3 months and probably most, if not all, of the season. And I think with a young arm like him, yeah, you do a bone spur operation in basically now what is about to be July. I think you shut him down. Yeah. He's too young to take a chance on rushing him back. And if that wasn't bad enough, Noah Syndergaard, he seems to have bone spurs in his right elbow. He's admitted nothing, but sources close to it, you read, you bounce, you check, you look around, you watch him perform of late. You watch him perform in his last start. It sure looked like there was an issue as he got lit up. There was command issues, and, you know, obviously power pitchers like him can never hold anybody on. And the Washington Nationals stole bases on him at a record clip, and the fact that Travis d'Arnaud can't throw anybody out doesn't help. But, you know, I never get worried when power pitchers can't hold anybody on and stop them from stealing bases. All the other things they do in such a dominant fashion usually overcome that. What I'm worried about with the Mets is really twofold. This entire pitching staff, and we talked about it back in March. I don't want to sound prophetic, but, well, I am. You know, we talked about this back in March. The innings load that all of these young pitchers had to take on as a result of their deep run through the postseason has taken its toll this year. You have to agree with me. Matt Harvey hasn't been vintage Matt Harvey by any stretch of the imagination. Jacob DeGrom, his velocity has been way down all year long. And while he's been solid, he's been far from the pitcher he was in 2015. Now you see Noah Syndergaard and his issues. Steven Matz has nothing to do with an innings load because he was hurt last year too. But it's a Met team right now that is in a lot of turmoil and is in a lot of trouble. It's a lineup that doesn't produce runs again. It's now a pitching staff that's far from dominant. Closer's been fine. Some of the guys leading up to him, not so much, and have not given you what was expected, in particular Antonio Bastardo, whose ERA is now pushing 6.
Yep.
So the Mets are a team in some real trouble and now find themselves in third place in the NL East, 4 games out of first place with the loss to the Washington Nationals last night, and they find themselves a half game behind the Miami Marlins.
Well, you know, all of what you said is true there, but we're going to have to see how it plays out. Syndergaard is denying the reports, even though three Mets sources have said it is legit. Well, he said he's going to be ready in 5 days. Now, he took an anti-inflammatory. He said that it was no issue. He just had a bad game yesterday. They lit him up, and it does happen to pitchers. I watched some of the game. He topped out at 98, 99, so there didn't seem to be anything that was affecting his velocity. But whether or not he's playing with the spur, if that ends up being the case, it is going to affect him throughout the season if he tries to pitch through it. With Steven Matz, I couldn't agree with you more. He's a young arm. He has a history of arm trouble. When he's healthy, he's one of the dominant left-handers in the game. err on the side of caution. Take care of the spur, get it out of the elbow, and sit him. It's just you bite the bullet. You have to do it. Zach Wheeler had a setback in his rehab. Nothing structurally wrong, but something that goes on with Tommy John pitchers every once in a while where there's some soreness as they try to extend and get game ready. They were hoping to have him back after the All-Star game, but that's not going to happen. It'll probably end up being closer to the beginning of August. And he's long tossing again, and there haven't been any additional setbacks. But this is the case. You may think you have all the deepest pitching in the world, but the reality is arms are fragile, and you can never have enough pitching.
And the Mets are seeing that right now. And if once they confirm and the diagnosis on Syndergaard is confirmed as bone spurs, no matter what he wants, the Mets are going to need to put him under the knife as well and get this taken care of. These special young arms, they can't take the chance of letting them push themselves with something like bone spurs that could cause, you know, more significant damage. The realities are, you know, the Mets went for it last year, and I don't blame them. You know, these opportunities don't always come along. And if you remember a number of years back with Steven Strasburg, the Washington Nationals did not go for it, and it was a controversial decision. They decided to err on the side of caution and sacrifice short-term for long-term and not push the innings limit on Steven Strasburg. And, you know, hey, the jury's still out on that decision, because what have they done in the postseason since they didn't allow Strasburg to pitch in the postseason and they decided not to push him and not to sacrifice the future for the present?
And he's on the DL again.
That's unrelated. That was a weightlifting injury.
I understand that, but you never know with these young arms how it's going to play out. I mean, the list is endless of the next, he's going to be the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball, who just never make it. And you know, we all recognized that the Mets have these magnificent arms. Workload, whatever the circumstances are, it's costing them this year. Now, Wheeler eventually will come back to the rotation. Juan Lagares, you talked about the lineup a little bit. They're rehabbing him right now. Duda in August. We'll see how that plays out. They've signed Reyes. I don't know how or if that is going to make a difference or not, but they seem to think that it will. They're going to probably bat him leadoff and have him in the lineup as much as possible on a rotating basis and drop Granderson down to give a little bit of protection to the center of the lineup. They're a team in trouble right now, and it's an accurate statement, but again, you got a lot of baseball left to play. You're still not at the halfway mark of the season. Other teams are being affected by injury as well, including Washington. Miami, which we talked about off the air and we mentioned briefly, is a team that's making a nice little run right now under the stewardship of Don Mattingly and doing one hell of a job of being competitive in that National League East.
Very fair. And I just want to circle back to the Mets for a minute before we move on to the Nationals. And we talked about the Nationals' decision to not push Strasburg. And you could be critical of that, because the point I was trying to make is you never know when those opportunities are going to come again. And that was more of where I was going, Bob. I was going with the fact the Nationals decided not to push Strasburg that year, and they held him out of the postseason. And, you know, what have they done in the postseason since? Nothing.
Yep.
You never know when the opportunities come up, and the Mets decided to take the other approach and push hard because, again, you never know when the opportunities come up. They wanted to take their shot at winning their World Series, and they extended their arms. They were open to criticism as a result. I'm not willing to criticize them for going for it because, hey, you know, you never know when you're going to get back there. But unfortunately for them, and we're not surprised that this has transpired, they've paid for that decision with some arm injuries and some general ineffectiveness from their starting pitching this year.
Well, I was agreeing with you when I referenced what went on with Washington in that, you know, whether it was workload, whatever the circumstances are, you can never have enough pitching. And I agree with you. Washington should have gone for it. And they were criticized for it. Look, long term, will it pay off? Well, we don't know. They're sitting in first place right now. But they were sitting in first place this time last year as well. And the Mets caught them and ran them down and went to the World Series. It's we talk about this all the time, Joe. Getting back to the top of the mountain is the most difficult thing in sports. Everybody thinks it's going to be a given. What was the great quote from Dan Marino when he went to the Super Bowl? He felt he was going to be there every year.
Mm-hmm. How many times did he get back there? None. Get your calculator out and tabulate
and
that.
There you go. Use your toes and fingers. You know, it didn't play out that way. This is how it goes in the world of sports many times. And, you know, the other aspect of it, too. Look, it's a business, man. You know, when you're an organization and you know, certainly with the Mets, because they were so financially decimated for so long, they had an opportunity to put fannies in the seats. They made a pretty tidy profit last year. You know, the sport aspect of it is one thing. The business aspect of it is a completely other commodity. And, you know, they're going to treat it accordingly. And these are disposable commodities, these players. They don't want to dispose of them. But if something happens where they can't continue their career, there's always somebody next in line that they will promote. And that's the philosophy of sports in a nutshell.
Yeah. It's survival of the fittest. Once you're no longer useful to us, we dispose of you and replace you with another more attractive, oftentimes cheaper part.
Yeah.
Business is business. Now, I get it. Like I said, I'm not criticizing the Mets for going for it. I was critical of Washington's time when they didn't. I understood their position. I just simply didn't agree with it.
Right.
That said, the Mets are paying the price for their decision now. And on the other side, we'll continue to talk about the National League East, and we'll talk about the team that is the beneficiary of the Mets' woes right after this very short timeout.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphaned and abandoned children. In 134 countries, including the U.S., SOS Children's Villages provides vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71 if Twitter is your thing. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Before we went to the break, we promised you some Miami Marlin baseball. 41-35 overall, second in the National League East. And, yeah, you know, they're a team on the come, Joe. We talked about it when we were previewing the baseball season that perhaps they were a year away. Well, maybe they're arriving a year early.
Yeah, maybe they are, Bob. But nobody in Miami knows because attendance is down from even last year, and they're near the bottom of the league in attendance once again down in Miami because of the vitriol that they feel for their owner, Jeffrey Loria, because he fleeced them for a stadium, and outside of two world championships, they have had little, if any, success in Florida, and it's sad for the Miami Marlins, and it's sad for that fan base in that they will never truly embrace this team until Jeffrey Loria sells it, and he is one of the, you know, to me, he's, I don't know him as a human being, and I can't say that I do, but as a baseball owner and a sports owner, he's everything wrong with sports ownership. He held the city of Miami hostage. I mean, they allowed themselves to be held hostage.
Right.
But, you know, he did hold the city of Miami hostage, and he has pulled bait and switch on them. He has given them very little in return for their investment of money and hopes and dreams in that Miami Marlins franchise, in that he has always been reticent to spend money, and on the rare occasions that he has, he very quickly dumps the money, win or lose, you know, within 12 months because he's a cheap SOB and he just, you know, continues to pocket money, take revenue sharing money and everything else, and he won't put it back into the product.
Well, it you know, it's the carrot and the stick approach. You mentioned the two world championships, and when there was an opportunity to sustain with a core of young players and move forward and be a contender for a long period of time rather than pay them, Loria broke the team up, and he's done it a couple of times. They splurged in free agency when they were getting ready to open the new stadium, and when they didn't succeed immediately, he broke that team up as well.
Less than a year. He was at the deadline. That team was broken up and
correct.
Gone. And they were back to being a bottom feeder. And on so many levels, to me, he should be ashamed of himself. And I'm not Pollyanna enough to say, hey, you know, you're running a business. You should run it at a loss to satisfy me, the fan. I don't see it that way. You're a business. You're a businessman. You run it how you want. But once you got, you know, the good people of Miami to invest their money in your new stadium, to not deliver them a representative product and – you know, to have the greed to have them build you a stadium and then not really deliver them a winning product, it's why this team continues to draw near the bottom. The fan base there despise Jeffrey Loria so much that a lot of them will not go to the stadium because they don't want to put money in his pocket. They despise him, and I think in many ways, rightfully so. He's everything wrong with sports ownership.
Oh, there's no question about it. And I mean, he made the calculated gamble, if you remember, when they first opened the stadium and he brings in, you know, Ozzie Guillen to run the franchise and basically be the face of the franchise because of the fact that they wanted to appeal to the Latino community within the city of Miami, which is huge, of course. And he immediately alienates the population. So it was a strike on top of a strike on top of a strike on top of a strike. All the things that we have talked about, all the marketing went bad. The stadium, from all accounts, is quite beautiful, and it's very fan friendly, and you know, but
he gets the benefits. He took none of the financial risk.
Right.
What a piece, you know. And yeah. I hate that. You know, it always bothers me. You know what? If I was these municipalities, I'm just like, hey, You know, we'll spend $300-400 million to build you some roads so people can get there. That's fine. Rest of it's on you. And then you know what? It's on you, and you get to not only do what you want, but you get to make all the money. You know, look at what Jerry Jones did. I know we're going off on a tangent here, and we'll circle back around to the on-field product. But you look at what Jerry Jones did in Dallas. You know, I think it was Denton County, which is where they're located. Yeah, they paid for infrastructure. You have to be able to get to the new place wherever we put it, so you got to pay for some roads. Jerry Jones is not paying for roads. You know, other people drive on it, and they do other things. But he owns that stadium.
Right.
And guess what? When they host a Final Four, when they host a big MMA bout, when they host a big world championship boxing event, when they host a papal visit, whatever it might be, you know, college football game in season, the Cotton Bowl, a college football playoff game, whatever it is. Well, he took the financial risk. He gets the financial reward. It's fair. It's fine. He didn't ask anybody for anything, and he didn't take anything. So let him have his money. And that's what these billionaires should be forced to do. Hey, you make the investment. Otherwise, you know what? If I'm going to build you a place, guess what? You're my tenant. You can pay me rent. And if you don't like it, leave. Go somewhere. We don't need you.
You know, Joe, you're right. But I'll take it back to something you said at the beginning of the segment. You know, he held the city of Miami hostage, but they allowed themselves to be held hostage. It's a two-way street. If an owner like Loria comes down the pike and he says, I want X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to hold my breath and stomp my foot and move my franchise unless you give me that, that's where a politician needs to have the cojones to turn around and go, okay, bye.
Bye.
But they don't want to be perceived, you know, and again, they're politicians, so you take it with a grain of salt and the amount of intelligence or lack thereof that is involved with most of these guys and gals. But the reality is that they don't want to be the one that on their legacy made the decision that cost the city a major league franchise.
I'd be okay with it because you know why, and I think you know this as well as I do. While sports fans are a vocal group, they're a vocal minority, and the majority of people in any municipality, I guess the exception is Green Bay, Wisconsin, but take any other municipality beyond Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the majority, while not as vocal, could care less about sports and don't find the business of sport to be a good investment of their tax dollars. So
I'd be fine, and
that would be, you know, if I was considered the bad guy, that'd be my platform. Well, you're all my constituency, not just the vocal minority of sports fans. So I did what was for the greater good, and I let them leave. You know, we were getting held hostage. I wasn't going to be held hostage with your money. So we move on. And that's it.
But it also leads itself to the fact, and I'll point at the intelligence or lack of integrity of or whatever you want to put it. Politicians don't usually make those kind of decisions. They make the decisions on what they think is going to best benefit them and how their legacy is going to be.
Unfortunately, they're always running for re-election, aren't they?
Of course. And it's how they feel that they're going to be perceived. Now, it's also, to be fair about it, in the bigger picture, if you're the mayor of a particular city, you want your city to be perceived as a major league city. And I mean it in all ways, culturally, art, sports, whatever the circumstances are. And the Miami Marlins being part of the fabric of that society, well, they were looking to keep them, but they got blackmailed. And this happens all the time. It's not unique to Miami. There are many owners in many sports that have done this to many cities, and the result is almost always the same. A lot of people knock Jerry Jones, and he was a perfect example to bring up, but you got to give him the credit. He took it upon himself to do it, and he's reaping the benefits of the way he went about doing his business. Nobody can knock that.
Absolutely not, Bob. And you know what? Let's roll to the on-field product now. The Marlins, as I said, 3.5 games out of first place in the NL East. Tied with the Dodgers for the top spot in the wild card. And I think the lineup's fine, and I don't think they're going to add a bat anywhere, especially with Giancarlo Stanton starting to round into form. But they could use another starter and to add some length to that rotation, and they certainly could use a top-flight bullpen arm, particularly one that throws lefty. So let's see if they actually because of the position they're in, let's see if they become buyers at the deadline and Jeffrey Luria spends some of those billions of dollars that he has. I mean, there's not a great crop of free agent starters to buy at the deadline, but I'm sure you could pry a Drew Pomeranz or an Andrew Kashner away from the San Diego Padres, maybe a Rich Hill away from the A's. You know, those are the three biggest names I see that are going to come available. Oh, Julio Tehran from the Braves as well. You know, those are really the four biggest names that I see that may come available on the starting pitching market as the deadline approaches. And you can debate what kind of impact those four guys could make on your starting rotation. And then with the bullpen, if the Yankees ever decide to sell, maybe Aroldis Chapman becomes available. And boy, wouldn't a Cuban be a nice fit down in South Florida, especially because he throws 103 miles an hour and left-handed, and he'd certainly be a shot in the arm to your bullpen.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, small detail there, 103 miles an hour. Yeah, and, you know, it would be short-term as well because there's really no huge financial obligation to Chapman.
At the end of the year.
I would love to see them go for it. The fans deserve a nice run by this team. And, you know, again... And
they also deserve for Jeffrey Luria to become a buyer at the deadline and fill these holes so that they can make a run towards the playoffs.
Oh, no question about it. And you know, but it's funny, though, and we talked about the way he breaks teams up and the way he goes about business, you know, but it's funny, though. In his mind, he probably thinks he's right. Because when he breaks these teams down, they do come full circle. They replenish the farm system. They get the good draft picks. Some off-the-radar deals that get made for lower-budget players. And they succeed eventually. Now, you know, unfortunately for the Miami fans, if this team wins, then he'll start selling off pieces again. But it just, he does do this on a cyclical basis. And they do have two world titles, which a lot of teams would be very happy to have that.
True. But what else do they have besides losing? You know, they have two world titles, not one other. I don't think they have any other playoff appearances. And beyond that, they, you know, never win. And it's hard to watch Marlins baseball. Well,
no,
this team has come together. They're fun. They're exciting. They're competitive. As you said, a year ahead of schedule. I gave you four guys that could probably help this rotation. And you may have to pay a price for them, but it's a price worth paying. You know, in a Rich Hill, in a Julio Tehran from Atlanta, those are two young, talented pitchers. And the two guys out in San Diego who have had okay years. Andrew Kashner's not really had a very good year. But these are the kind of guys that can help the middle and back of your rotation and maybe be a difference maker for the Marlins as it relates to qualifying or not qualifying for the playoffs. And then, you know, back of the bullpen, Chapman's a very short-term investment. I mean, the tricky part with Chapman is, will the Yankees sell? You know, they're so disillusional and they're so worried about filling seats at Yankee Stadium that they always do things via Band-Aid. So I really don't know if they'll even sell come the deadline. But they do have a chance, should they sell, to shape the fortunes of that franchise for the next half a decade.
Yeah, no question about it. And Robert chimed in, and rightfully so. And Wayne Huizenga was part of that as well with the dismantling of the franchises. But we're just talking about the overall, the fact that they have championships, but they knock it down, tear it up, build it up, knock it down, tear it up, build it up. It's a tough cycle for fans to tolerate. And it's difficult. It's a major reason why they don't draw.
Yeah, exactly right, Bob. We'll tie a bow around it was a very good edition of the Spano and Black Attack. We covered a lot of ground and went a lot of areas and did some things in a way that only we can do it. We'll wrap it up next year. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Center of Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it all stays together, and we really appreciate that. We truly do. You just look at the day, and it's kind of tough. Buddy Ryan passing away, Pat Summitt passing away, and we tried to mix a little baseball in there, lighten it up a little bit. When you look at the legend of Pat Summitt, ESPN put a nice post up there, so I'll run it down real quickly on the 10 greatest moments of her career, winning the 1987 NCAA title, the 1997 title, her 1,000th victory in 2008. Unfortunately, it was also the year that they got their earliest NCAA loss. They got bounced in the first, but the 1,000th game. The UConn Lady Vol match in 1998, which was just amazing. Almost 25,000 people in the arena that night, and that in itself was magnificent. The 84 Olympics victory with her as the coach. 1991 NCAA title at number six. The comeback victory in the Elite Eight in 1998. Winning the title again in 2008, which ended up being her last title. They were the number one seed and beat LSU 47-46 in the semis. And the grudge match against UConn didn't happen because they lost to Stanford. And having the court named after her, and of course winning the 2012 SEC title in Nashville, which ended up being her swan song. Well, That's it for The Attack. Like I said, a bittersweet show, but we certainly appreciate you tuning in. Stay tuned here on the network for all the terrific programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And make sure you come back tomorrow for another edition of The Attack. For Joe Spano and Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.